Hiya, it's another Anfield Wrap special. I'm Josh Sexton, and we're joined on an exciting day by the Athletics Bundesliga correspondent, Raphael Honigstein. We're joined by Rafa to talk about Ibrahima Konate, obviously, because he has signed for Liverpool on this day. He's been announced as an upcoming Liverpool player. And Rafa, it is exciting for Liverpool. It's a deal that's been done quickly by Liverpool, which suggests it's probably been in the pipeline for a couple of months, Liverpool's interest.
Yeah, I think it's more than that. My colleague David Ornstein broke the story back in March that Liverpool were very, very close to doing this deal. The fact that Konate had a release clause made it possible to do a lot of groundwork before any need to contact Leipzig. So always a good position for a buying club. And now I think it was just a case of finding the right moment. I think Konate wanted his future to be sorted out before the under-21s tournament continues. I think Liverpool, obviously, encouraged or, what's the best way to put it, boosted by the fact that they made the Champions League, were perhaps in a better position to pull the trigger on this. And he's a great buy. I think even at that money, which is a lot in COVID times, I think you're buying tremendous potential and a centre-back who could really be absolute world-class if his development continues at the same pace.
And you mentioned about the fee there, and it obviously is a lot considering COVID times in terms of Liverpool to spend, but do you think the release clause perhaps undercuts what Leipzig would value the player at? Because 35 million in sort of pre-COVID money in this world probably wasn't actually that much for an up-and-coming centre-back.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you that Arsenal were quoted 60 million euros the season before. And the reason why Konate stayed was because he signed a new deal, but with a release clause. And that was very similar or fairly similar to the Upamecano situation and also the situation with Timo Werner.